You want greed? Our nation's economic policy for the last 30 years has been based on low wages and high stock prices. Workers down, Wall Street up. Wall Street whizzing during the 1990s, right? Whizzing on you and me, if you think about it. Money Magazine 2 years ago had a cover article that said, "Everyone's getting rich." Hello. Everyone's getting rich. In that period of the last decade, so-called unprecedented economic prosperity, 8 out of 10 Americans saw their incomes go flat or go down. 80% of us had no increase in our income. 8 out of 10 Americans, weird prosperity, right? America's prosperous, but Americans are not. In my current book, if the gods had missed a vote, they would have given us candidates. I've got a section, it's called, "If These Are Good Times, Why Aren't I Having One?" You see, you can't fool people. They know what's going on because it's going on. It's happening to them. Even Bill Clinton would step forward in every State of the Union address that he made in his 8 years. He would step forward and say how many jobs had been created in that past year. At the end, his last State of the Union message, he said, "I've created 23 million new jobs in America." You can go to a bar here and a waitress will say, "Yeah, I know, I got 3 of them." It's not jobs we need, it's income. It's wages. That's what it's about. Notice that corporations don't say that they have generated, they're not concerned that they generate more sales, they're concerned they generate more profits, more stock prices, more stock options for themselves. In this time of job creation, average wages today and real buying power are less than when Richard Nixon was president of the United States. Think about that. It's greed. You want greed? Look at pollution. Pollution tends to be a class issue. If it spews, burbles, oozes, emits, explodes, or otherwise does something nasty or deadly, chances are it's located in a low-income, working-class, minority, or rural area, or some combination of the above. Mr. Rich never seems to have to live next door to Mr. Toxic. You think that's just luck? I've always favored a final solution to our pollution problem. It doesn't require an EPA at all. It doesn't require the volumes of rules and regulations and laws that we have on the books. It requires something I call the 100-yard rule, that any corporation that chooses to do so, perfectly able, willing, okay, if they build any kind of toxic facility or waste dump, so long as the chief executive and the board of directors and the top investors live within 100 yards of that facility. I believe they would clean it up, don't you? You want greed? Look at Washington. Right now, they continue to fiddle and faddle with that minimum wage legislation they've been talking about for years now. The Republicans have stepped forward and said, "We're ready now. We're ready to increase that minimum wage. We'll go to $6.15 an hour, a $1 increase in the minimum wage." Of course, that's $12,000 a year for full-time work. That's poverty wages. But nonetheless, they say we need to phase that in over 3 years' time because we don't want to shock the economy. Democrats say, "Well, that won't do. We want a dollar increase in the minimum wage too, but we want to phase it in over 2 years' time." Meanwhile, Dennis Hastert, Speaker of the House, Dennis the Menace, we call him, suddenly last summer he was up on his hind legs in the Congress of the United States. And Dennis, in an emotional and touching speech, said, "I'm not crying crocodile tears. These people have 3 or 4 kids. They have the right to a decent life. They need to provide for their families." Was he talking about minimum wage workers? No, he was talking about members of Congress and the need to give them a pay increase. I look at Dennis Hastert and I think, 100,000 sperm and you were the fastest? You want greed? George W. Bush pushing an $11 billion plan to give health care to the newly unemployed workers as a result of the September 11th crash bombings. Hey, that makes him a good guy, right? $11 billion. Health care benefits for the unemployed. But wait a minute. Where's that money coming from? The $11 billion is not new money. He wants to take it from the state CHIP programs. That's the Child Health Insurance Program that exists to provide health insurance for the most impoverished children in our country. So, yes, he's pitting poor children against newly unemployed workers. Lily Tomlin has said that no matter how cynical you get, it's almost impossible to keep up. Well, economists have a technical term for what Wall Street and Washington are doing to us. This technical phrase is stealing. Faster than a hog eats supper, they're stealing from us.